Welcome to Improve Something Today. I'm Brian. Each episode, I bring you an idea from the world of lean and continuous improvement. Today's episode is movement versus transportation. Now, someone asked me what the difference was between the waste of movement and the waste of transportation. This is all in the context of waste in lean, which I discussed way back in episode 9. Many presentations of lean concepts, including the one that I give, will lay out 7 or 8 different types of waste and ask people to treat their workplace as a sort of crime scene, to go look for waste wherever they see it. I have 2 quick points I want to make about these wastes, and then I'll get back to that original question of movement and transportation. The first point is that the wastes in lean aren't mutually exclusive and exhaustive categories. Instead, I want you to think of them as kind of generic starting points. When a group starts grappling with lean, they'll start with whichever of the existing, slightly different permutations of these different wastes that they get exposed to first. But eventually, hopefully, they'll customize that list to better fit their own kind of work and the kind of folks that they serve. The second point is that it's not important to slot these wastes as you find them into one of these different types of waste. Now, it can be helpful, since particular types of waste will suggest particular kinds of countermeasures, but it's certainly not necessary. The important part is that you found something wasteful. Think how much better things would be if you got rid of it without making anything else worse. Okay, back to that original question, movement versus transportation. These are slightly different. For movement, I want you to imagine somebody getting up and walking to a printer to retrieve a printout or carrying some documents over to the scanner to scan them in. People and materials are moving around, but at the end of the motion, everything is more or less back in the same place. For transportation, I want you to imagine stuff being hauled from one place to another. I'm at a conference this week for work, and I brought along some marketing materials that I'm handing out. If I'd also brought along a bowling ball, that would clearly have been a waste of transportation. And also, because these wastes are not mutually exclusive categories, it would probably have been a waste of inventory. Either way, my having brought that bowling ball would have been a mistake. It would have been a waste. Okay, that's today's episode, Movement and Transportation. Thanks.